She called me, okay? Let's be clear, it was she who rang me. I was minding my own business in the flat here, stuff to do. A walk on the beach? Okay, that's all very well, but these crosswords won't do themselves. Anyway, off I went. But she called me, just so we're clear. She called me. She called me kiddo. She called me chicken. And lover once. She called me Niall. Back in 1995, however, my name was Naylor. And it was full on.
Chuck, 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 chuck.
Give us a chance, guys. Give us a chance.
Chuck, chuck, chuck.
Well, all of us.
Chuck.
Come on, Naylor.
Bit of rules, man. The rules of Bear Hunter.
Jesus, right. Here it goes. Give me the knife. Oh, Christ. Oh, I think I'm gonna... Oh, for fuck.
Torn away.
Oh, wait. It's okay, wait.
Hold on to him. Oh.
Right. Where were we?
So, Naylor, you ready for your one later?
Is he what? Is he ready?
The real question, gentlemen, is she ready for me? So, yeah, the Bear Hunter, long time ago. Pecker's Gaff was always the venue for it. You sit around the table, bare-chested, tie a tie around your head. There's maybe four or five of you volunteers. The others are crowding around you like the locals in the film. And you get a can of beer, ordinary can of beer, 500 mil. Take it and spin it furiously in the centre of the table. So the pressure builds up in the can. It's physics, actually. It's all forces. Newton's laws or Boyle's or one of those. When it stops, the guy who it's pointing at has to shotgun the beer. Take the can, take a knife. Scooby had a Swiss Army knife, a real one, did the trick. Plunge the knife into the base of the can. Put your mouth to the opening. Pull the ring at the top. Whoosh. The lager spurts straight down the gullet. Take it all in one go. I could take it. The Deer Hunter, 1979. Best Picture, Best Director, Michael Cimino. Best Supporting Actor, Christopher Walken. Best Film Editing, Peter Zinner. Thank you. No one could touch me in the movie rounds. No one. Thing is now, she called me. Did I mention that? Won't be ringing her, no way. Let them make the run and all that. So there were parties. An old Naylor, he'd cut loose, oh boys, don't be talking. But in the end, the people at the parties kind of went home or paired off and got lives and drifted out of mine. And then there was a wedding era. Jeez, I must have gone to 20 weddings in about 5 years. They all gave in the end, the clowns. Tom, Doggy, Pecker twice, even Scooby for Christ's sake. Ticking all as he was. Found someone. Me, I partied on and stayed living with my ma.
Mm-hmm. Niall?
Yeah. What?
Are you getting up?
Huh?
Niall?
Oh, jeez.
Niall?
Sorry.
Are you getting up?
Yeah.
It's 10 to.
Is it? Right.
Are you going in?
Of course.
Your rasher's ready.
Thanks, ma.
Are you not too well? I heard you earlier.
I'm grand.
Okay. Niall.
Ma, just go on, will you? I'm okay. Seriously.
Right. It's 10 to.
I know.
Don't be late.
I won't.
I was late. A lot. The HR woman called me in. Peggy.
On the figures, Niall, it's not great. Do you follow me?
Oh, sure, Peggy. Listen, I'm not arguing.
I don't want to be meeting you this way. This is the last thing we want to be doing.
Me too. I mean, I have a pile of policies out there.
Sure, the work doesn't wait.
The customers, Peggy. The customers.
This is it.
I mean, they expect the best. They deserve the best. And I think... I know I've been dicking around.
You've been...
Sorry, messing. I've been messing.
Well, we had that chat last summer.
At the barbecue?
No, no. Well, we spoke then, but that was...
Social.
More social, yeah. No, we had a chat in this office.
Had we?
Oh, wait, it wasn't here. The old office on the second floor.
Oh, yeah, on the corner.
That's right. We spoke then, Niall, and that was... Well, that was informal. And since then, let me see, since then, well, you've missed quite a few days.
I wasn't well.
Yes, you were certified a few times.
Certified, yeah. Certifiable is more like it, Peg, eh?
Sorry?
Nah, I was joking. It was just a joke.
A few more times then you were just absent.
Right.
And we have a lot of lates.
Okay.
23.
23? That's a lot. Not on, really.
For your own sake, now.
Sure.
This morning we have to move things on.
Right.
So we spoke in the summer and that was informal. I would have said it to you at the time. And now this morning, well, 6 months have passed, in fact, more than 6 months, and the procedure now is that we need to move on to another stage. A formal warning. That's what we're meeting about here now, Niall. The company is basically saying, look, this can't go on, Niall. Basically. Niall.
Peggy.
Are you all right, Niall? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
You take a drink, Peg.
What?
You like a drink.
It's not about me, Niall.
I've seen you stick them away now some nights. Come on.
This is inappropriate, Niall, being honest.
Yeah, we had a good chat that night. The barbecue.
I need to bring us back to the subject of our meeting. According to the disciplinary policy, we are required to jointly sign this record of the conversation.
It was a good night, though, all the same. DJ, few prizes. I got the DJ in. Mate of mine.
Niall.
You enjoy it?
Please understand. This is an official, formal warning from the company as to your attendance record. Please sign here.
Ah, come on, Peg. You did, didn't you?
Niall, this is inappropriate.
No, it's not. Watch me. Look, I'm signing. I'm signing.
And here.
And here. There. Done. Will you answer me?
I told you, it's not about me.
No, it's about me. And this is about me. Will you answer me? Please.
What?
The barbecue in the summer. I did a lot of work on that. The sports, the social, you know, the committee.
I know.
Was it good? Did you enjoy it?
Of course.
We had a good chat in the night. Bit of a laugh.
Sure.
So it was good. I did. We did a good job.
Everybody did a good job. The whole committee.
Yeah. A great night. Some crack.
Niall.
Remember Hopper Hogan and the limbo dancing? Oh my God. And the quiz night we had, remember? I did the questions.
You did. You did indeed. The thing is now, Niall, I have an 11 o'clock.
Oh, right.
Was good to chat with you this morning.
And you, Peggy. And you.
Ah, Peggy. The lovely Peg. You know those situations where you only think of what you should have said 2 minutes after the conversation is over? My kicker should have been, "You're a very attractive woman, Peggy. Don't think I haven't noticed." Probably would have hastened the old final exit anyway. Speeded things up a tad. You see, thing was, there were lists. And if you just learned them, they always came up. quiz after quiz. Wedding anniversaries, phobias, apostles, dwarfs, birthstones, star signs. The woman on the beach is called Susan. Her birthday is the 23rd of August. Makes her a Virgo, just. Her little girl is Tara. Hers is the 13th of March, Pisces. I got her some crayons, just something small. Anyway, yes, star signs. It's simple. Just learn them off. Piece of piss. Gemini, the twins. May 21st to June 20th. Cancer, the crab. June 21st to July 22nd. Leo, the lion. July 23rd to August 22nd. Virgo, the maiden. August 23rd to September 22nd.
Capricorn.
You sure?
100%. December 25th. Jesus Christ. Capricorn.
I don't know. It could be Sagittarius. My brother's in December. He's a Sagittarius.
It's a Capricorn. December 22nd to January 21st. Capricorn.
Oh, fair enough.
He knows them all, Scooby. You won't catch him out in the Zodiac.
Oh, no. Anyway, it's gone up now. Can't take it back.
Are the round three answers back? Okay. Round four. Movies.
Nice one.
Question one. Which actress was nominated for an Oscar along with Nicolas Cage for the 1995 film Leaving Las Vegas?
Shh, I know this one.
I'll write it down.
I'm writing it down.
Las Vegas. Who was that, Tom De Niro?
No, it was Nicolas Cage. You not hear him. And it's Leaving Las Vegas.
I've never heard of it.
It's the one about, you know.
The what? The drink? What's that? Oh, a drunk.
Oh, Jesus, Scooby.
Oh. All right. Sorry. What have you got, Noel? Show us. What's that? Elizabeth what? Elizabeth Shue?
Shh. Shut up, will you? Shoe. Elizabeth Shue.
Shue?
Keep it down. You want to tell the whole goddamn place, do you?
It looks like Shue. S-H-I-T-E. It's your right.
No, it's your brain, you ticket.
Question two. As featured in the hit Tom Cruise movie, Cocktail, what are the ingredients of a tequila sunrise?
But that's not a movie question.
Tequila.
No shit. Naylor. Look, I'm sorry.
For what?
Just, you know.
Will you stop? Jesus. Grenadine and orange juice.
Write it down.
I'm writing it down.
Now you see, Grenadine, not Geraldine.
Who?
No, I mean, that's the word. It's Grenadine. It's not something else like Elizabeth What's-Her-Face.
Shui?
Yes.
Shoo.
And tequila.
Oh, yeah. Tequila. We nearly forgot. Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying.
Question three. Who directed the 1979 Oscar-winning movie, The Deer Hunter? Okay, time for a short break. Give us a chance to visit the bar, and the girls are going around with the raffle tickets. Some class prizes, check that out. We've got whiskey there, lovely white wine for ourselves, a couple of liqueurs. All the good cause, anyway. Don't forget, get your wallets open. Just before that, I nearly forgot, just before that, here's the answers to round four, the movie round.
Oh, here we go, here we go.
Question one. Which actress was nominated for an Oscar along with Nicolas Cage for the 1995 film Leaving Las Vegas? Tough one. Anyone? It's Elizabeth Shue. Elizabeth Shue.
Get in.
Noel, you're some man.
Caught some years out, that one, not easy. Elizabeth Shue, S-H-U-E. We'll probably give a point for S-H-O-E. Elizabeth Shue, lovely girl. Haven't heard much of her lately. Anyway, question two. From the Tom Cruise movie Cocktail, what are the ingredients of a tequila sunrise? It's an ask the barman job. Well, there's tequila.
Told ya.
Shut up, you, you tick.
Orange juice and grenadine.
Oh, grenadine, yeah, doozy.
All the alkies out there got that one. Too easy.
Prick.
Question three. Who directed the 1979 Oscar-winning movie The Deer Hunter? Michael Cimino. You all knew that one. The Deer Hunter. One of the all-time classics. Remember the music? And Russian roulette and all that? Classic. Anyway, the scores on the doors after five rounds. In third place, it's the Hairy Bananas with 23 points. Second is Floyd Forever with 26. And out in front with 28, it's Hard as Nails. Oh, tough guys. Tough as well as brainy. Where are you, lads?
Over here.
Oh, Jesus.
There they are now, folks. Brains bulging away. Good stuff, lads.
He's a totter.
Still plenty of time left. Anyway, get your drinks in now. And don't forget the girls with the raffle tickets. Nice one. Right, back in a bit.
My show. Tom, point?
I don't know.
Point. Niall, rock shandy?
Nah, I'm grand.
You sure?
I'm sick of this now.
It's too sweet.
Yeah.
What about non-alcoholic beer or something?
Jesus, Scooby.
What? Can you not have that? I mean, it's non-alcoholic.
It's piss.
It doesn't matter. Leave it. I'm grand.
Are you sure?
Scooby, just go to the bar, will you?
Right, all right.
Why do we keep bringing him to this?
He's a mate.
He's a tool.
He means well.
Yeah. Okay, how are you doing?
Grand.
Good. How long are you out now?
2 weeks.
Okay. You happy?
No.
At least you're honest. Rough old Kip.
It is, yeah.
Still, you're back?
For now.
Get out.
I'm serious. My head's still there, you know? Kinda.
I know, but... Look, I mean, I don't know, but you know.
Listen, can we talk about something else? The famous night. We were 2 points ahead. Cruising. The second last round, they started on the community council questions. What's the name of the vice chairperson's dog? Who was Santa Claus at the recent kiddies party? All this nonsense. See, because we weren't from the parish, they didn't want us to win. So they stacked up these questions we couldn't possibly know the answers to. Ah, we put down any old shite. I think we actually wrote Fido for the dog question. Oh, no, wait, we put down Scooby after Scooby, who was in turn named after Scooby-Doo, the well-known dog. But Jesus, at this stage, they were the good times. The feckin' golden age. Quiz night with the lads? Like the old days, the crack. Seeing Susan also, seeing her a little bit, starting out. And I wasn't drinking. No, really, I wasn't. I haven't been. Fresh out of the programme. Rock shandy, aftercare, meetings, the whole lot. Tough going. Yeah, I bitched and moaned, but it was good, you know? Good. Step one. We admitted we were powerless over the alcohol. That our lives had become unmanageable. You know, every day I was in that place, there was counselling. Every feckin' day. Some days Elaine and I would stroll in the grounds and she'd be counselling her little heart out.
And how does that make you feel?
Not sure.
Well, what do you think when you hear that?
It's not good. It's hard.
So your mum is hurting, yes? Do you see that?
Of course.
And for you, what are you feeling about that?
Guilty.
Guilty, okay, that's interesting. Explore that.
I don't know, Elaine. Can we sit down?
Sure.
I like it here. The ducks, bird song. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's nice.
A few weeks ago, there was frog spawn. Lots of insects, all sorts.
Right. So, Niall.
The common frog. Rana temporaria of the class Amphibia.
Wow. Zoology too, eh?
Not really. Irish stuff a bit. They're actually native, you know, frogs. People think they hopped out of suitcases or something, but no.
You know so much stuff, Niall.
Stuff, yeah. Full of stuff.
Your head is full, right? Of stuff that you know?
I know what's coming, Elaine.
Oh, do you?
Sure.
So tell me.
You're a player, you know that.
What? I'm a player, what's that?
You move the thing around. You play the game. You're nice with it, though. You're cute.
Cute? Okay, well, that's nice, I suppose. Thanks.
Fault your oath.
Right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I know what it means. So, Niall, you know stuff. About everything. About me, even. You've got us all figured out. Your mom as well. You're like, I can see what she's going through, what I put her through.
I didn't say that.
All right, so you're going to quibble with me now? Come on. What conversation have we been having?
Rabbit.
Stop it now. Come on, Niall. Hey, look at me. Okay, so, Mr. Brainybox, Mr. Store of Knowledge, what do you know, Niall? What do you really know of yourself, of Niall?
Who is Niall?
Right. Remember that from week 2.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, you're going to have to go there, my friend.
It's not about the addiction.
No, it isn't.
Step 4. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves.
Correct. Wait, have you learned them all off? All 12.
12 what? 12 apostles. Birthstones. Signs of the zodiac. Aquarius, Aries, Taurus, Pisces, Gemini.
Stop it now, come on.
Oh, the steps.
Yes, have you rote learned them?
Well, I'm on step 4.
Oh, you reckon? Well, you know, I'm not so sure that you are. I'm not sure you're there yet.
In my head, I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like us to try to progress some more.
Shoot.
She can't be at this. You really shouldn't play these games with me, Niall. Deflecting, distracting, rationalising, implicating. Every step of the way.
What?
The frog stuff, come on.
Sorry.
Work with me. Niall, nothing to say now? Okay, let's go somewhere else. How about this thing with Susan?
Who?
Oh, right. So that's a fiction as well, is it?
Pure fairy tale.
You think? I don't know. Seems real enough to me. I've seen the pair of you. The cups of tea, the whispering. You're fooling no one.
Well, she is the princess.
Is she?
To my frog.
Again with the frog. Your gas. Listen, Niall. Official hat here. It's not allowed. Two clients, you understand. Now, what I will say to you is be careful. What you're dealing with, both of you, it's not easy. And then if you bring the heart into it, you know, just caution.
Well, it's just, you know, two grown-ups. But thanks.
Okay.
I told Elaine a lot of shit. And some of it was shit. But a lot of it was real. And as well, there was stuff I didn't tell her. That I wouldn't tell her. Tonight, though, sitting here, I don't know, there's just a thing, a scene I'm remembering. My ma. Okay, she's an angel sent from heaven, but I could kill her. Now, don't get me wrong, I'd never harm her. But I stole from her. When I didn't have money for vodka, I went to her bag and I took it. 10 euro, 20, 50 one time. She never knew. Me arse. She did know, probably. But I could do no wrong for her, ever. And I played on that. Yeah, talk about a player. See, I'd be crashed out there drunk to hell. Blind drunk, insensible on the couch. And she'd come in, try and wake me. Or maybe she didn't, I don't know. She'd gather up the bottles and cans. She used to put them out in the bins in the dead of night so the neighbours didn't know. But they knew anyway. And you see, this was her house. It wasn't my house. It was her house she spent years cleaning up. God, I remember when I was a kid, she'd wait up till everyone was in bed and then stay up till 2 a.m. washing the carpets. And those carpets now? Piss, puke, burns, the whole lot. So I'm on the couch and I wake up hours later hungover. The hangovers never go away. You think you get used to them, but you don't. Sick every time, nearly more sick. So I wake up in ribbons and there's a blanket over me, tucked in. One of those tartan blankets, woolen, warm. A good one. And if I haven't kicked it off, there it is. And she has me tucked in. Like I was 4 years old. She came in, couldn't wake me to go upstairs, or maybe didn't want to wake me. And then went and got one of her good blankets. And placed it over me. And feckin' tucked me in. Loads of nights, loads of times that happened. Mad. And other shit. Other mad shit. I hit her once. Yeah, it was only once. Does that make it any better?
Give me back that bag, you. You pop, you.
Just a minute.
Hand it over now. I know what you're after.
Leave me alone.
No, not this time.
Ma, get away from me.
That's my money, my purse. You're a thieving so-and-so. That's all you are.
Let go of it, Ma.
I will not. How many more times?
I'll pay you back. Let go of it.
Are you going to fight me for it, you pup, you...
Ma!
Good for nothing.
Let go of it, Ma.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. I'm bleeding.
I didn't mean it, Ma. Jesus, Ma. I'm sorry.
Oh, my Jesus.
Sit down. I'll get the doctor.
Get out. Get out and never come back. Good for nothing. Good for nothing. God forgive me.
Ma, I'll pay you back.
Get out.
We were wrestling for the bag. A fight to the death. The death of something. I just kind of swung out my arm. Lost my temper, I suppose. Who am I kidding? I hit my mother full in the face with my forearm. It was what you might call a low point. And I wasn't even drunk yet. See, what happens is you lose people along the way. There were women. Official women. Counsellors, nurses, nuns and the like. A woman guard one time picked me up off the road. Or the Peggies of this world. Putting on a fair act, pretending to have your interests at heart. And then there were women. I mean, I have had other relationships. So-called. Stunted, undernourished, short-lived little things for the most part. And then there was Susan. The princess. And our little stroll this evening.
Oh, it's beautiful out here now.
Sure is.
You nearly want your swimsuit to take a dip.
I wouldn't go that far. Can I hold your hand?
I'd like that.
How's Tara?
Oh, she's grand. She loves it out here.
Where is she today?
Oh, my mother has her.
Right.
She likes you, you know. She told me.
Your mother?
Niall.
Sorry. Tara. Really?
Yeah, she said so. I didn't bring it up. We were driving and she just pipes up. Mommy, Niall is nice.
I'm nice. That's nice.
Made me cry nearly.
Years ago, if a girl said that you were nice, that was it. You could forget about it. Nice was like the kiss of death. Or the kiss of, you know, no kiss.
The times have changed. The nice is good.
Yeah. I don't miss the 1990s. You may be surprised to hear.
It's going to take her a while. I suppose we're just settling in here. But it's a breakthrough, though, to hear her say that. What do you think?
Sure. No rush.
And you're good with her?
I haven't a clue. Little kids, are you joking me?
She loved the crayons, by the way.
Did she? Good. I wasn't sure.
Niall, listen. It's okay just to be nice. That's okay, do you know?
Ah, yeah. So how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah? How do you manage for meetings?
Oh, my mother comes over or grow on you. Oh, I swear, without them, I don't know. Are you going?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you?
Sometimes.
Niall.
I don't start, Susan, come on.
Excuse me?
Sorry, it's just I keep hearing their voices. That awful woman, what was her name? Elaine? You need to own your own story, kid. Christ. And Sister Will. She was okay, I suppose. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Maybe it is.
What?
Well, you know the program. Nobody knew better than you. You were the star pupil. Do you think because you know it so well you can just ignore it?
No.
Well, that's what it sounds like. I care about you. You know that.
I know. And I care about you.
So go to the meetings.
I do.
No, you don't. When was the last one you went to?
I don't have to answer that. 2 days ago.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not.
What are you afraid of?
Nothing. What do you mean?
Like, you have to go now. Every day you have to go. Every day. Rule number one. Like, do you think I like it? Do you think I'm there every day? Jesus, I can't wait to meet up with this slimy shower of losers with their bad haircuts and their wrinkled faces and their 40 majors a day. You think that's a handy option? Like, you think it's easy? Like, what the hell are you on?
That's not easy. It's bleeding hard. And do you know what? I think you know it's hard.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's just that, you know...
No, shut up. Will you just shut up a minute? Like, you know it's hard and you're scared. You're scared you can't hack it, so it's easier not to go. And if you don't go, then it's just a matter of time.
Not true. Not the case.
Sooner or later.
I'm sober.
Well, this rate not for long.
I'm tired of it though, Susan. I'm tired of talking
about it. Well, for Jesus' sake, you brought it up.
What?
Like, we were talking about being nice. You asked me how I was managing.
Yeah, well, I want to support you. Be there for
me. Be there for me. Like, you're making me laugh now.
What?
But just there for me. Support me. It's simple. Go to the bleeding meetings.
You keep saying.
Well, what else do you expect me to say? I need you. Don't tell me what to say. I need you to stay solid. Do you hear me? I need you not to let us down. Not to be pricking around here with me, with our lives. I'm not putting all this at risk. All this stuff, all these little things that I've built up for her. Do you hear me? I'm fighting for that. All this for her. Now, I can't go down that road, Niall.
Wait, not again.
No, and if you can't see that...
Hold on a sec. I mean, what's this about?
What?
This attack. I mean, you phone me up today again, and it's all, what you doing? You fancy a stroll? No problem. I'll rearrange my day and make my way out here in that crummy little bus, and I'll flatter myself that you enjoy my company and that we might spend a pleasant little evening together and that we might even have a little squeeze along the way.
What? A little what?
But no, it turns out that it's not about that at all. It's about all the other rubbish. It's about the addiction. It's about the past and how I'm not dealing with it. And how I'm failing to fulfil my duties, or that I'm a liar, or that I'm just like the rest. I'm just like that other scumbag or some crapper. I don't know. I don't know what it's about.
Well, now I don't know what it's about either.
I'm not your knight in shining armour, Susan. I'm a frog, pure and simple.
What are you on about?
What is it you want from me?
You don't know?
No.
Okay, so then we're done.
What?
Look, I can't do this shite. I have a child.
Tara?
Yes.
I mean, she's great, you know that. She's a great kid.
Jesus, will you shut up, will you? Jesus, Niall.
Susan, I'm sorry. I'm just not... I'm not able to...
Yeah, whatever. Don't follow me, kiddo. Goodbye.
And with that, she strolled off down the beach. And as a chilly evening drizzle fell, I watched her elegant back till she became a tiny sliver of flesh that arced its way out the gap in the dunes towards the car park. What? What was I supposed to do? Race after her? Wrestle her to the ground and make mad, passionate love to her. The two of us riding away in the surf like the couple in From Here to Eternity.
1953, 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Director, Fred Zinnemann, Best Supporting Actor, Frank Sinatra, Best Supporting Actress, Donna Reed.
You know that wet drizzle when you get really wet really quickly? Like someone has one of those mist sprays, or you're some kind of aphid. I watched her until she was gone, and then I walked in her actual footsteps all the way up to the gap. Her little car was still there. Little lilac thing. Little dash of colour in the drab dunescape. As soon as I came into view, she drove off. I took out my phone, and there and then I deleted her number. And then I walked out to the main road and waited 17 minutes for the tumbly bus. When I got off, I bought this bottle of vodka. And now here I am, back here, alone. Step 8. We made a list of all the persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. In the programme, they taught us meditation. Elaine did it. Most of the time, forget it, I'd zone out. But sometimes... Jesus, sometimes the power of it. Man, you'd go to a place, a better place. Be a better man.
Breathe. Slowly. Silence.
goodbye.
No.
Don't follow me, kiddo.
No, no.
Sooner or later, kiddo. Matter of time.
No! Step 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand him, praying only for his knowledge for us and the power to carry that out. Now it's just me and the vodka. Holed up here in this poxy little flat. Those horrible purple curtains drawn tight against the sunshine world. And it's a struggle. It's a showdown. It's a desperate fight to the death. So, Mr. Stolichnaya, bottler of Stolichnaya, purveyor and container of fiendish but affordable Russian liquor, we meet again.
Indeed, Mr. Bond. I've been expecting you.
What delight can you offer me today, my well-fermented friend?
We will begin with the familiar warm feeling of well-being.
Splendid.
This, however, will be brief. There will in time be a slurring of speech.
I see.
A certain slow, deliberate quality will enter your movements. With a significant altering of mood.
Of course.
And finally, your journey to the moist, verdant paradise of complete insensibility and utter isolation.
Yes, it is most verdant. But what are the other, less compelling compartments of my life? What is to become of them?
What are these compartments you speak of?
I mean to say, family, friends, pastimes, my by now finished career.
Finished? Yes, indeed, Mr. Bond, quite finished.
A bleak analysis, but fair. However, I can't help but feel...
Come, Mr. Bond, you must put these trivialities out of your thoughts. Do you accept my challenge? Shall we do business? Will you journey with me to that verdant paradise? Or will you slink away back into the workaday world with the rest of humankind?
A puzzle. Cryptic almost.
Mr. Bond, come along. Enough. Let us begin.
I see you will brook no arguments, Mr. Stolichnaya. I am powerless before you.
Come on, pick up, you stupid prick.
Hi, it's Niall. I'm probably asleep. Please leave a message.
Oh, Jesus. Naylor, it's Tom. What's the story? Will you answer the phone, will you? I sent you a text, so get back to me, yeah? I had your ma on, for Jesus' sake, so ring me. Naylor, it's Tom. Ring me, for Christ's sake, will you?
Hello? Niall? It's your mammy. Just saying hello. I haven't been speaking to you in a while. I hope you're all right. Are you being good? I'm a bit concerned. I'll try you again tomorrow. All right? Goodbye. Bye. Bye-bye.
No.
Naylor?
Yeah?
What's the story?
Who's that?
It's Tom. What, did I wake you up?
Tom? Nah, not at all. How are you?
Good, man. Good. You?
Good. Good now.
Keeping well?
Yeah, grand. A grand altogether, you know?
and staying out of trouble.
What? Yeah. Ah, you know.
So when did you start?
What's that?
When did you start drinking again?
What?
Oh, Nella, what the hell?
Is right. What the hell is right? What sort of question is that?
Some prick, Nella, do you know that?
Are you finished abusing me yet?
No. See, I knew it, do you know that? I got the bang off you last week. I got that sickly scent last week when I met you in the centre.
Listen, I'm going...
The vodka scent.
I'm going to hang up.
I knew it. I bleeding knew it. Did you double back into the shop that day to get the stuff? The old tricks, huh? What the hell are you at, Naylor? Seriously.
Are you finished now? I'm busy.
Oh, busy, are you? Wait, what are you doing?
I have to see a bloke. About a job.
A job? Good stuff. Like all the other jobs you pissed your way out of.
Yeah. And Mr. Perfect Tom. Wife, kids, foreman, blah, blah.
Don't you start with me now.
I have to go.
I had your ma on to me.
About what?
About what? About the corner unit you once fitting. About you prick. And if she asks me again, I'm just going to tell you you're pissed. That okay with you?
Fine. Perfect.
Grand.
Okay, we done?
Yeah. Oh, and Naylor.
What?
Stop drinking.
What? I mean, what did she say? She said that. She, kill her. I'll fucking kill her. No. Listen. I mean, will you listen to me? I want to tell you something now, okay? Are you listening? Right. Now, I want to get this straight. So, we were there. I was there in the rain. Soaking, man. Right? Listen. I might be drunk as a bleeding idiot, which I am. But I'm not going to lie. But I'm not. I'm not stupid. As she walks away, off you go. Walk out of the fucking on and on and on. Fair enough, chicken. You know what I mean? So long, baby. Your loss. Yeah, baby. All the way. Yeah. Jesus. Jesus Christ, help me. Help me. I'm a wretch. I'm an idiot. I can't. I'm never going to. It's never going. Ever. But Christ. I'm broken. What happened? What happened, Mommy? It was me. It was. Yes, it was. I did it. Me, ma. It was me, ma. Mammy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ma. I didn't mean it. I swear. I'm sorry. You and me, ma. Remember when he died? You and me. I was lying down. No, I was. I was lying down. You came over to me. You warmed me up. Covered me up. Yeah. That time. Cozy. Cozy, ma. Jesus, ma. You're the best, ma. You know that? You know that? The best ever. Virgo, the woman. Libra. Don't tell me. The fish, is it? Something. Scorpio, the... What's the thing? The crab thing. Sagittarius, the horse. Some kind of horse. Damn it. Capricorn, go. No? Jesus Christ. Capricorn, December, the whatever. That's got to be... Then it's... What is it? Don't tell me. Jesus.
Naylor? It's Tom. Come on, open up, will you? Naylor? Niall? You in there?
Hi, it's Niall. I'm probably asleep. Please leave a message.
Fuck. Niall. Niall. Oh, Niall, come on, open up, will you? Naylor! Naylor! Go on, open up, will you?
Okay.
Oh, no.